please.
That's case number 10,645, Thomas Kelly. This was in the canal point, and this was a rear yard setback requirement. And this was for proposed screen porch.
Discussion from the board in reference to this case. Mr. McCabe?
Discussion.
I'm sorry?
Discussion.
No discussion. However, you want
to.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No, I don't have anything to say about it.
I'm sorry?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I recall the applicant admitting that they bought the property and knew what they were buying. And it's obvious that the property is built out as much as it can be built out, and then some. I don't recall the standards being very well addressed.
There's also the problem, gentlemen, that whatever difficulty is created by the proposed porch is self-created by the applicant, and the property is obviously being utilized in a reasonable fashion now. Anything else is gravy, I would think.
I'd have to concur with that. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Did everyone hear that, what the council had
100%.
Understand it? Okay. Anybody?
Ready for a vote?
Yes, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 10,645 as I don't see it meets the standards for granting variance.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,645, the reason being that it does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case number 10,645 is denied. Next case.